So, Bezrat Hashem, we're in Nikute Moharan, Torah Lamed, paragraph Vav. Velifamim, and sometimes, Shenofel Chas V'Shalom, Chinot HaMalchut D'Kedusha, when the Holy Kingdom is falling. And yesterday we explained that Holy Kingdom, it's the ability to pray on the things that you should pray on. Like that it's written in the Zohar HaKadosh, Malchut Peh, that the kingdom, it's the mouth, means the faith. Faith in Hashem, it's prayer. If you believe in Hashem, you're praying. If you don't pray, it means that you don't believe in Hashem. Because if you have a problem and you're not praying on it, it's because that you think that you can help yourself or that Hashem cannot help you. But if you would understand that Hashem is the only one that can help you, for sure, you would call him and ask for his help. And Rabbeinu is explaining that this is the aspect of Chochmat HaTa'a. Bechinot Chochmat HaTa'a. Chochmat HaTa'a, it's the lower wisdom, like we explained it also 2 days ago. That this is the wisdom that a person can understand the Elokut by it. You're looking in this world, you're looking on the Torah Kedoshah, on the letters, and by that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dressing to you, he's revealing to you wisdoms of his that are covered in a way that you're going to be able to understand, to adjust to. So, that Holy Kingdom, that lower wisdom is falling into לגלות של ארבע מלכויות, to the exile of 4 kingdoms. What it means, לגלות של ארבע מלכויות? By פשט, it means to have 4 kingdoms. What it means, kingdoms? Powers that controls. It means that suddenly you have more options. You have a problem with your parnasa, so instead of having only one option to call Hashem, now you have few options, or to start going to work, or to call your parents, or to take a loan from the bank, or to I don't know what. So it's all other options. You don't have simple one kingdom that it's the prayer to Hashem Yitbarach. You have 4, you have options. Rabbeinu is saying, Ki ha-malchut u-bchinot dalet, because in the kingdom there is an aspect of 4. This is that letter dalet. Begin the late la migarma klub, because to the king, how do you say malchut?
Kingdom.
Late la migarma klub. It doesn't have nothing from herself, from itself. What it means? It means that the person that is praying, like David HaMelech, he knows that everything that he's got is coming only from Hashem. This is why he's praying. If you would think that he can achieve things by himself, you don't need to pray on that. You can just achieve that and do that. But if you know that you don't have nothing from yourself, you become to be like the moon, that she is receiving, that it receives all of her light only from the sun. And without the sun, we wouldn't recognize it, we wouldn't see it at all. It would be all dark. So, a real king is an aspect of that, that he is crowning Hashem Yitbarach all of the time. This is the king of Am Yisrael. So, how does that king, that moon, that person that have faith, he is receiving something in the end? Kim al yedei, just only by Anfei ha-sechel ha-elyon, the branches of the higher wisdom, amit pashtin le-sham, that comes down to that place. So it means that the person, he's got a lot of bounty, a lot of wisdom, he contains a lot, but he remembers that all of the time that things that he's got are only branches, means shefa, bounty, that comes down from the source of all good, that it's Hashem Yitbarach. Vegam, and also that kingdom, Hiklula me'arba olamot, is included four worlds. כי בכל עולם ועולם, because in every world and world, יש בחינות המלכות, there is the aspects of kingdom. בחינות חוכמת התאה, an aspect of the lower wisdom, means the way that Hashem is leading that world, that level. שהיא בחינות החוכמה המנהגת את העולם כנל, means this is the wisdom that drives, that leads the world like we learn. וכל החוכמות של האקום, and all of the wisdoms of the nations, כולם הם תחת החוכמת התאה הנל. They're all under that lower wisdom like that we learned. What it means under? That they cannot grab even it in a complete way. Means they have also branches from those branches that comes down. They have only one. Means if there is the wisdom, so they have a branch from that wisdom. Of course that they cannot even understand it in a complete way. That only when you understand that in a complete way, you can understand the higher wisdoms. So they have only parts of that wisdom, the lower wisdom. ומשם יונק חוכמתם, and from there they are drawing their wisdom. וכשיונקים חס ושלום יותר מהראוי להם, and when they're drawing more than they should, אזי מתגברים חס ושלום, so then they have a lot of power. ונעשה ממשלת הארבע מלכויות, and become to be, they receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the government, the power to control the world. שהם ארבע גלויות, and then you have four exiles, means that Am Yisrael are under the other nations. ומי יכול לסבול, and who is the person that can take, that can suffer so much from hearing את כל הצעקה, the sound of that scream, that shouting, והזעקה הגדולה, the huge shouting, כשנופל בחינות המלכות, when that aspect of kingdom is falling, when the person cannot pray, when the person doesn't have faith, and Shama is screaming so much, screams, and he cannot open his mouth. He wants to die, he wants to bury himself, he doesn't know how to deal with no situation. He's trying to call everyone, he's trying to talk to everyone, to try to do things by himself, but he's just falling and falling and failing and failing. And he's screaming inside and no one is answering. And he feels like no one cares, and he's all alone. Who can bear that sorrow? Who can hear that horrible screamings and shouting of those gentle souls that are falling because of lack of wisdom? Don't know to attach themselves to Hashem. And every person can feel that in his own life. And when you feel it on your life, you need to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed that to you with a certain reason, that you're going to give that to others. And even the lackings that you have in your life and the difficulties, it's only that you're going to develop a certain sensitivity to people. That people are suffering. And the worst one here, the worst one, the lowest one, the one that failed the most, the one that understand the less. You have things that people are going to be envious to receive what that you have. People are going to pay what that they don't have. People are stuck in such horrible cults and situations and hard things in their lives. People losing their family members, their sons, their wives, going to such a weird places. People are falling from their businesses and they don't know how to deal with nothing and committing suicides. And those people are our brothers. We're not allowed to ignore from those people. We don't have that privilege to ignore. You're not allowed. I'm not allowed. There is 12,000 Jews in Uzbekistan that doesn't know how to say a word in Hebrew. Doesn't know to write their name in Hebrew. There is a minion that you should pay money for the people that are coming to pray in that Beit Knesset in all of Uzbekistan. Brothers. Brothers, mamash brothers. You're gonna see one of them here, you're gonna recognize that it's your brother. But when he's there, you forgot him, so it doesn't hurt. But when you see him, you say, it's my brother. So what's the difference with all of his brothers that are waiting for him over there? They're waiting for you also. And in the United States, there is 6 million that thinks that they know a lot. Worst condition. And it's our obligation to build a bridge for all of those poor guys to come to Eretz Israel and to live in Jerusalem and to live in Tzfat and to live in the south and in the west and in every place of Eretz Israel, every city, in Tel Aviv, in Bnei Brak, in Bat Yam, in Givatayim, in Akko, Yafo. A bridge. How are we going to build that bridge? You are that bridge, and you are that bridge, and you are that bridge, and you are that bridge. Because you are a bridge for 200 people, and he's a bridge for another 2,000 people, and he can be a bridge of 20,000 people. And this is a bridge. Your friends that you can chat with, that you can talk to. This is a bridge. And you should believe in what that you're selling. Means that for sure, first of all, you need to work on your own faith. But after that, you have something in your hand, you're not allowed to keep it for yourself for a moment, for a day. For a day. Have to find ways to distribute that wisdom and to call people, to bring them, to convince them to come to this place. And I know that I can be sound very heavy a lot of times. But if you would understand what I'm talking about, you would understand that we're in a huge late. We're a lot behind. People are losing everything that they got. People are coming to Eretz Israel, and they don't like it so much, and they're going back to the United States. And they lost life. They lost the opportunity for life. The sorrow, like Rabbeinu is writing, and Rabbeinu is not writing nothing that he haven't heard, that he doesn't know for sure. Rabbeinu is saying a person cannot, he doesn't have the ability to hear that scream and to get over it. Tzadikim are crying, shouting to Hashem Yitbarach 24 hours a day, all of their lives. Rav Shalom said, the righteous man is 30 or 40 years in shouting to Hashem Yitbarach, screaming to Hashem Yitbarach. Betzaka matmedet, in eternal shouting, eternal scream. It's all truth. Rabbeinu is writing that every word of Torah that the tzaddik is writing, he's writing it with his tears. It's coming out from his tears, from his dma'ot, crying in the fields, days and night. Need to believe in that. The only reason that we are here, can eat, can drink, can sleep, can learn, can make it bodhidriot, it's because that something made something for that. If you're going to look at yourself, going to see yourself, where were you 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago? You haven't pulled yourself out from the mud and from the field that you came out from. Someone else done that for you. Why the daughter Batya Bat Paro, the daughter of Paro, she pulled out Moshe from the river, from the Nile. She called him Moshe. In Lashon HaKodesh, Moshe means someone that takes people out. This is the explanation of the word Moshe, from the water, from drowning. Moshe Ota Machutza, he is taking them out from the river. Why she called him Moshe? She answered, she said, Kimin Hamayim Meshitihu. Because from the water, I took him out. So if you took him out from the water, and because of that, you want to call him named on that, say, Mashui, the one that I took out from the water. Call him Mashui, the one that I took out from the water. No, she said,
Moshe, I took you out from the water. This is why you need to take people, other people out from the water also. You're going to be Moshe yourself. You're going to take people out from the water. And this is our obligation. If now you see that you have good life, happy life, comfortable life, you can survive in that lifetime. There are people that cannot survive. And it's not money matters, it's not nothing, it's just a smile. People doesn't know that you exist. People doesn't know that they have an option to escape from all such an awkward situations that they are stuck with inside of. And we can share what that we have and to give it and to hand it, and it's all for free. What we need to do, we need to connect people, to talk to people, everyone. So many people are coming to visit in Eretz Israel, in the Kotel HaMaravi. Thousands of people every day are walking. Every person have to have minimum one day a week that he's going out to do hafatzah, that he's talking to people. In the phone, in the internet, in the streets. To hold people, to tell them, you know, talk to Hashem about it. Talk to Hashem, Hashem is with you. The simplest words of them all, you don't need to be a Talmid Chacham for that. When I asked Rav Shalom if I should go to learn Rabbanut, to be a rabbi, he told me, why to waste your time? He said, ideally, it's good to learn all of the subjects, all the parts of the Torah Kedosha. It's good. You have to learn how to circumcise, how to do Shechita. You need to learn everything. It's halachot. You need to learn all of the Torah, to know all of it. But let me say, people are drowning. You have time to go to learn Rabbanut? That what? That you're going to be a rabbi? You don't need that. You have the talent, the ability to go and to talk to people. So do that. You don't need now to go to learn how to spend your time, hours and hours. Like I told the class of the Gemara in the morning, Rav Shalom said, the person that have a little bit of wisdom in his mind, he's going to go and buy good new pair of sneakers and going to run all day long to do hafatzah, to distribute the wisdom of all of what that we're talking about. The holy books and holy CDs and holy DVD and those classes in the internet. Everyone have that obligation. If you're taking something for yourself, you're sinning. It's a sin, it's an avera, it's stealing. It's not ours. It's not belong to us. Can I say it's my chidushim? If I will not share those chidushim with you, you're not going to enjoy those. And you also have chidushim. Every one of you have chidushim. One of the guys, I met him in Shabbat, I told him, no, what's new? He said, I don't have nothing new to say. After 1 minute, he didn't stop saying another chidush, another chidush, another chidush, another... For a few minutes, he's going to testify on himself if you're not going to be too shy. He said a lot of chidushet Torah. And I'm sitting and smiling and I'm telling, oh, nothing new, huh? Every one of us have huge, huge wisdoms inside of ourselves. And it's not belong to us. It's not yours to be arrogant like it belongs to you. This is the wisdom that is coming. Ki mitzion tetze Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Because Hashem made the world to be like that, that all of the wisdom should be revealed from Jerusalem. And Bor Olam done that, all of it. It's a huge trick. It's a huge hidden thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. That all of that wisdom also going to come from the mouth of Baalei Teshuva. Of people that are not holding the Torah Kedosha even. Why? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu done that? You cannot bring a huge righteous man, a kosher man from a very honorable family, that he's going to be Mashiach, that he's going to reveal all of the wisdom? No, you cannot. Why you cannot? Because people cannot accept from him. People have to accept. The only way that they're going to accept is from someone that is in the same height of them. If now coming to you someone so huge, so rich, so powerful, so wise, a genius, you immediately are being closed. You don't have the ability to talk to him. You're afraid. You're saying, what's the connection between me and him? There is nothing to compare. I cannot learn from him. This is an angel. Look at him. How can I learn from him? But if someone from your neighborhood, from the college, from I don't know what, from the same city, from the same situation, he's coming to you and telling you, look, you can never imagine what I saw, what there is. You're going to believe him. Because you know that he's not arrogant. You know that he's coming from the same place. And there are places that me, myself, draw, I cannot go to those places. And you can. And you're obligated to reveal that light in those places. To teach this shiur, Harav Shalom can be as huge as he can be. Harav Shalom cannot give that shiur. What to do? Harav Shalom! He cannot give this shiur. He doesn't have the language. This is it. And there is classes that I cannot give because I don't have the language. Because they don't want to accept from me. I'm too frum for them. I'm too, I don't know what, Israeli for them. I don't know what. But to you they're going to listen. 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 And Adrabah, when you're going to talk from that point, that it's not yours, that it belongs to him. That probably if you received it, it's with a certain reason of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to spread the rumor, to spread the light. That everyone gonna know that thing. When you're gonna do that, you're gonna have students that's gonna do that also. And Hafatzah, this is the reason that Rav Shalom built this yeshiva, Chut Shel Chesed. He said, to learn Torah, it's very important, but not for that we built yeshiva, Chut Shel Chesed. There was enough of yeshivot, and still there is enough of yeshivot. You don't need yeshivat chut shel chesed for the Torah of yeshivat chut shel chesed. Even though that we have Rav Yeshua Kohen teaching in this yeshiva almost 15 years, and he said that he never going to leave this yeshiva, and that he loved this yeshiva the most, and they offered to him a lot of money to leave this yeshiva and to go and teach in other yeshivot, and he was refusing a lot of times. So you have Torah in this place. But this is not the reason why Rav Shalom built this yeshiva. Chut Shel Chesed. String of kindness. Only the people gonna learn a little bit. Enough to charge their batteries. And to go out. To distribute books. To knock on doors. To talk to people. To convince people. To do tshuva. If not that, we look today we have 30 people. Something like that in that class. 30 people can spend their life in yeshiva. 30 people. And how many more are we going to receive, going to accept? How many more are going to come? It's just the beginning. It's obvious. When we got this yeshiva, Yaakov Herzberg, that one of the students of Arab, he said there was a lot of space. We came from a very small yeshiva in Shmuel HaNavi 40. We came here, a lot of space. He said in 1 year, and he was right. Said in 1 year, there's not going to be enough place in this yeshiva. We have only one room. Us, we have only one room. We need 3 or 4 rooms. The guys, the bachurim, they don't have place. Now, after a few years, there is no place in the yeshiva. What's going to be in a few years? The English program is going to have a building, and one building will not going to be enough. Yesterday came to me a friend and told me, tell me when you wanted to do the English program, what have you done? Who you talk to? He's French and he wants to start open a French program. Why not? It's the right thing to do. You need to make one in German, one in French, one in Russian. In Russian you have to make 3. Really? Really? It's not a joke at all. Think about it. 4. 4 they say. So many people came to Eretz Israel from Russia and lost the connection to Judaism in Eretz Israel. Over there, they were fighting on their Judaism. They came here, freedom, this is it. Now you can be a Christian. Now you can do whatever. They're losing. Here, they lost their Judaism in Eretz Israel. A lot of people that came to Eretz Israel, it happened to them like that. We have to be that base that gather everyone and teach everyone the real connection to Hashem. Not through obligations and strict rules. By that simple conversation to the Creator, by simple faith. Believe He's with you already. He was with you in the exile. He brought you here to Eretz Israel. Now He's going to leave you. This is your faith. This is what the Tam Israel blamed the Kadosh Baruch Hu, made Hashem angry in the desert. What? You took us out from Egypt to kill us in the desert? So mean. So mean. Kadosh Baruch Hashem is so mean. He couldn't kill you in Egypt. He wanted to torture you in the desert and to kill you in Eretz Israel. No, he's going to kill you in Eretz Israel. With those giants in Eretz Israel. They're going to be the ones that's going to kill you. Now you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will leave you? Going to leave you? After that, he brought you to Eretz Israel. Remember all of the miracles, how he helped you, how he brought you. This is the mitzvah of remember, Zechor Tzedcha Meretz Mitzrayim, to remember how you went out from Egypt. For everyone, it's how he got out from his Metzarim, from his narrow places, from his depths, from his filthy places, from his Yetzer Hara, from the anxieties, from the fears, from the debts, from the wars, from the violence, from the curses, from the despair, from sadnesses. How you got out from there? With another word of cheering up of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, by another holy CD, another holy book, another wonderful advice, another friend that dragged you to a minyan, that brought you to his house for Shabbos. And suddenly you find yourself here in Eretz Israel, surrounded with Jews, with good friends, that all trying to do something good. On the way to Uman Rosh Hashanah soon. I have to talk a lot about Uman Rosh Hashanah. You want to save someone? Bring him to Uman. You want to save someone's life? Bring him to Uman. One of the friends in the yeshiva asked Rav Shalom what he can do to honor his father. He told him, the only thing that you can do to save his life is to bring him to Uman. One time in Uman, Rabbeinu promised the promise to the one that's going to come to Uman, that no righteous man in no generation before promised to his students, to Am Yisrael, that if you're going to say Tikkun HaKlali and going to give one coin, the smallest one, a penny for Tzedakah on the Tzion, and going to say Tikkun HaKlali on the grave of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbeinu promised that he's going to take you out from hell. Means that for sure you're going to have an eternal life in heaven. For sure. No one promised that before. Tanaim were crying that they didn't know what's going to be in Judgment Day for them. So we just need to dance. Rabbeinu said, the one that was in Rosh Hashanah, he needs to dance all year long. Just to be happy. Lismoach velirkod. You were in Uman. Rabbeinu said that promise. It's his obligation to keep that. He is responsible on that. He took it on himself. He accepted it on himself. It's his responsibility. He's going to pay. He's going to be the one that's going to bring you out from hell. From the hell that you have here in this world. Not in the hell. Not only the hell of the world to come. He's going to give you faith. He's going to give you happiness. He's going to give you advice that you can survive with those advice. Because people are drowning, people are drowning, people are drowning outside, people using drugs and alcohol and running to see television and YouTubes and I don't know what. And drinking poison all day long. And when they're coming to rabbis, they don't have siyata dishmaya. And they're coming to rabbis that are liars, that are cheating them and taking money from them. And taking advantage of them in such horrible ways. And they don't have the siyata dishmaya. And they cannot open their mouths to talk to Hashem. And you, with few words, can save a person's life. Just tell him, Hashem loves you. Hashem is good. Hashem wants to hear you. Talking to him. Rav Shalom said, if a person is coming to you and is talking to you about the championship of, I don't know what, soccer, baseball, and he's talking, all excited, that his group now went to final, I don't know what. You should tell him, you like your group, you love that group, that team? Saying yes, tell him, so pray about them, that they're going to win the championship. Ask for Hashem Yitbarach that they're going to win. Don't change his life, you're not able to do that. Just give him that wisdom to talk to Hashem Yitbarach on everything that he needs in his life. He wants that how you call that, group, team, to win. This is what that he needs in his life now, that team to win. This is what is going to make him happy. Tell him, pray on that. Pray on your team, that they're going to win. Hashem is going to help you. Hashem is listening to every prayer. From now on, he has that wisdom in his software for every situation that he needs in his life. Always he's going to pray to Hashem Yitbarach. Of course, he is like us, going to have to go through a lot of up and downs, that it's going to be settled that for sure he's using it always. Thousands of up and downs like those. But still, you planted it. It's inside. Rabbeinu is going to take care of that. Rabbeinu is going to water that with more experiences, with more conversations. Rabbeinu is going to make that small seed grow and to be an amazing tree that makes fruits, that make more students and more students and more students. And every one of us have that ability, because it's not you at all. It's not belong to you, and it wasn't you in the beginning, so just we need to try to stop לא להפריע לשם, not to bother Hashem, not to stop Hashem from saving Am Yisrael. What all of that faith is talking about? Canceling yourself. What it means canceling yourself? That you're going to stopping Hashem Yitbarach from saving Am Yisrael. Hashem is already doing it. He is saving Am Yisrael. Just we're stopping him with our wisdoms. We need to work on that, that we're not going to stop Hashem Yitbarach. Someone is asking you for an advice. It's not your job to answer him on his question. It's your job to teach him to talk with Hashem on that. If you're putting yourself in the picture, you're breaking the connection between that Jew to Hashem. Your job is to attach him to Hashem. So the only advice that you can give him is faith. And stop messing him with all of your wisdoms. No, look, you should start doing this and that. No, you just need to believe that Hashem is doing it to him, and that Hashem knows why, and that he, if it's hard for him, need to talk with Hashem Yitbarach on that. And this is it. You finished your job. This is the biggest wisdom of them all. It's the simplicity. Hashem, and Hashem is good, and help a person to believe in Hashem and to talk to Hashem on all of his issues, on all of his situations. Who are you to help a person? Are you able to do that? You can just ruin. So stop that and work on yourself to cancel yourself more and more and more and more and more from being the imagination that you created for yourself that you want to be. A wise person, a clever person, a nice, charming person. It's all imaginations. Stop stopping him from getting closer to Hashem. Just let him, give him that simple information. Hashem is with you. Hashem loves you. Hashem wants you to succeed. Is there a father that doesn't want his sons to succeed? There is no father like that. So this is our father. Why is not helping us? Because we're not coming to take. We're not building vessels. We're not putting vessels to receive the bounty. Everyone, and I'm saying everyone that took those conversations seriously, and took a subject and prayed on him a lot, a lot, a lot, he achieved what he wanted. To get married, to have money, to find a house, to buy a house in Eretz Israel, everything, to cover debts, to pay thousands of dollars of debts. We have stories from every corner of the class. It's a rule of nature that if you're praying, you're receiving. And if you don't have vessels, how are you going to receive? It's a simple way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And Rabbeinu is saying, "Umi yachol lisbol et kol ha-tzaka ve-zaka ha-gdola?" Who is that one that can suffer? Suffer?
Tolerate.
The sorrow of that horrible voice, of that horrible scream, of the souls that are falling. כשנופל בחינות מלכות, when the person is falling from aspects of kingdom, means that he cannot pray, that he doesn't have that advice of praying to Hashem Yitbarach. He's screaming from himself inside. He doesn't know what to do with himself. He doesn't have an advice. He's calling his father, not answering. Calling his mother, rebuking him. And he doesn't have no advice. What are you going to do now? He can scream, but he doesn't know to scream to Hashem that's going to help him. So he's screaming at himself and being frustrated and feel abandoned and all alone and suffering and despair.
when the aspects of holy kingdom is falling, b'chinot ha-chokhmat ha-ta'a, the aspect of the low wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach, that the person gonna have the ability to understand what Hashem wants from him. That you can achieve only when you have Yitbodedut. Only when in the Yitbodedut you're saying to Hashem Yitbarach, look, Boreh Olam, today I wanted to come to the yeshiva at time, but I stuck in traffic. Please, Boreh Olam, help me to understand why I have to late every day. Why? What's this, that thing? Please, Boreh Olam, let me understand. Only with prayers like those, by Yitbodedut, one day you're going to understand what Hashem wanted to teach you in those traffics, in all of those lates, in all of those situations. Only by prayers, only by talking to Him, you're going to develop a certain way of understanding, by observating, by looking, by checking, that in the end you're going to understand the lower wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach. Benehem, between them, when it's falling to between them, to between the nations, when the advice is that he needs to find someone that's going to help him, a person, a plumber, a rich man, a wise, a genius, a rabbi. It's all imaginations that you don't have Hashem. When you have Hashem, Anochi Esmach B'Hashem. Hashem Tov Lakol. Hashem is good for everything. Hashem is good for health. Hashem is good for plumbing problems. Hashem is good for everything. Hashem, call Hashem. Chas v'shalom. Bivchinot, in aspect of Zeakat Moshel Bixilim, there is a shout when the control is in the hand of Ksilim, of stupid people. Means when the person becomes to be stupid, he needs help from stupid people. And when he's wise, he's going to the source of all wisdom, to Hashem Yitbarach, and asking for help. Dehainu Zeaka, it means that screaming, Shenofel HaMemshala, when the kingdom, when the government is falling, Bechinot HaMalchut, the aspect of kingdom, holy kingdom, Bechinot Chokhmat HaTa'a, the aspect of the low wisdom, Ben HaKsilim, between the stupid people, Shaksil Rotze Litchakem, because the stupid person, he wants to be wise. You're coming to him, to the plumber, with a problem, he's got answers for you, solutions, and especially in Shalom Bayit, he can help you, for sure. He wants to be wise, means that he wants honor, this is what that actually he wants. Sherotzim linoku lamshich letoch hachochmot shelo, because he wants to keep on pulling energy into his wisdom. He wants to stay in his place. He doesn't want to change nothing. So now he wants to force you to agree with him. So he wants to pull you into his life. He wants to have control on your life, that you're going to support his stupid life that he's running. So now he's got a reason to bring you to be under his control, that you're going to think that you cannot survive without him. A lot of people like that, a lot of parents like that, forcing their kids to believe that you cannot succeed without us. How are you going to succeed? I'm not going to give you more money, I'm not going to help you with this, I'm not going to help you with that. Killing, slaughtering their kids. Educating their kids to believe that they cannot succeed alone. You're not going to listen to me, I'm not going to be there for you, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, oh wow, what you're going to do, and pulling all of that sadness and frustration and despair that they're living by to your life, that you're going to fall into that despair. And it's very painful to think about that, how much damage our parents caused to us in our lives. And a lot of people have that, those scars. But you have to deal with it. My first boy, Shichye, when my wife, she was pregnant, the doctors told us that he had, that the baby, the ubar, had a certain physical problem. And that they had a doubt that maybe he's got a, how it's called, pigur, that he's not normal, that he's... And we were 1 year in tshuva, and our parents are chilonim, and everyone gave us that wonderful advice of abortion. And they were forcing us to do that, and we haven't done that, Baruch Hashem. And we have Bli Ayin Hara, an amazing boy, you're going to see him, he's an angel, Bli Ayin Hara. But they were forcing us. My father and my mother and my wife's parents, maybe my father-in-law, he wasn't so into it. But everyone were fighting with us. You're still young, you're going to do that abortion, and don't worry, you're young, you're going to have enough. It's nothing to kill a baby, to kill a person. It's for you we're doing it all. It's for you that you're going to succeed. For you. Nashim rachmaniyot bishlu b'sar yaldehen. Merciful women cook their own babies. It's not rachmanut. It's not mercy at all. It's not mercy at all to kill a baby. And for them it's easy. It's a decision. What? No, do it today. It's very easy. You're not going to feel nothing. It's all nonsense. It's shtuyot. So what? Oy, to the person that can hear that scream when you need to take advice from people, for your own parents, that you need an advice for them. You can be the father. You can be the mother. You're going to see that. If not today, in 5 years. But also today, for sure, you can see that. They don't have an advice for themselves. They don't know how to find their own parnasa. They don't know how to find their own happiness. Nothing they don't have. No advice. No advice. So a person that he's dumb, that he doesn't have an advice for himself, now he is the one that can give you an advice? How are you going to raise your kids? Your kids, what? Now you're going to put them in a Haredi school? It's not good with that peot and beard and Shabbat. What are you going to do in Eretz Israel? What are you crazy with all of the breastlevers? What are you sick? Are you happy in your life that you can give me an advice how I'm going to be happy? If you, I'm going to see you. If I was as your son, I would have seen that you're happy, I wouldn't leave you. In the beginning, I would attach myself to you. You're in depression. You're in sadness and frustrations. Now you want to educate me to do what? To fall into your pit, into your sorrow, into your sadnesses, to drag me to your frustration, to your anger. One day you're going to confess that it was a mistake. After that, I'm going to burn all of my life, all of my energy, that I already spent 20 years wasting my life listening to you. So alright, I'm not going to insult you, my father. I'm not going to hurt you, my mother. I appreciate everything. Thank you very much. I told you that once when I started my tshuva process, my father told me, you're spitting the milk that you were nursed from your mother. In my mind, my thoughts, I wanted to tell him, Amen. I wish. Amen. Amen. Rabbeinu is saying that all of lustful women you're receiving because you're nursing from a woman that she wasn't kosher in the beginning. I'm sorry. Amen. I wish. A person should do tshuva on tshuva. Rabbeinu is explaining tshuva on tshuva on tshuva on tshuva until he's going to do tshuva on the fact that he was nursed from a woman that she wasn't so pure. What to do? They're calling it brainwash. Amen. I wish they're going to wash my brain already from all of the nonsense that I have in my mind. All of the craziness that you let me see in the television from the age of 3. It's a lot cheaper than babysitter. A lot cheaper than spending time with your son. To buy a huge plasma screen and to put him... to make him a zombie. Stuck in the television. It's very cheap and comfortable. Adrabah, it's helping him that he will not know how to speak until the age of 5. You have quiet 5 first years. He's not talking. He's a very good boy. He's very concentrated. Of course. Craziness. We're not allowed to fall to that lie. We're not allowed. We're not allowed to think that they are right because that they are claiming that they are right. They can claim. Bring proofs that you're right. Show me that you're happy. Show me your smile. Show me that you're happy. Show me happiness. Can you give me happiness? Can you replace the smile of Arav Shalom in Halel? Can you replace in Halel?
Father, 20 years I spent with you. Can you give me one? I had one moment like I had in the Halel, last Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, that you can tell me about it? And the one that is saying to you is a person that wasn't in the Halel. Me, that I wasn't in the Halel, and I remember an Halel from 4 months ago that I was in. Who can forget that? Who can forget the happiness, the joy of being close to the tzaddikim, to real righteous people, to the Holy Torah, to be in Uman? Can someone give you something bigger than Uman? One time you're going to be in Uman, you're going to understand what we're talking about. It's an experience that you can never buy, that you can never have something that's going to be close to it from the bottom, even close. Nothing. When you're in Uman, you feel like you're in heaven. You're walking in the clouds. You feel that you're walking in the clouds. You feel that you're not connected to this world anymore. And the 5,000 people, Hasidei Breslev's minyan, in the Ashkenazi shul, it's gewaldic, it's divine. There is no explanation to what that is happening in your soul when you're over there on the tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh doing confession before evening Rosh Hashanah. Even if you're not making it right, even if it's all awkward, all wrong, you don't have a place to sleep. Rabbeinu said, you're going to eat, you're not going to eat, you're going to sleep, you're not going to sleep. The main thing is that you're going to come to be in Rosh Hashanah. With a bed, without a bed. Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell you, he had rain coming into his tent. He came with a tent. Oh, he had a flood into his tent. All of the mountain river came to his tent, only him. He was gathering all of the water from all of the tents into his. He took it on himself. He accepted it on himself to take the water from all of the tents into his. And he was enjoying so much. He came a different person. He came a different person. Every moment, I met him maybe 15 times over there in Uman. Every moment, Bor Olam brought us together. We were walking. It's all heaven. Another chidushim, another wisdom, another Torah, another faith, another happiness, another joy, another hope, another tikkun, another wonderful things. Diamonds, you're just collecting. Picking diamonds into your baskets. What are those baskets? The vessels are the prayers. As much you're going to pray, you're going to receive more. And Rabbi Lev Yitzchak Bender said, two things we saw in Uman. Two things. That if a person is acting not right on the tzion, he is being punished on the spot. This is one thing. You're not allowed to disrespect Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Of course not on the tzion HaKadosh. And the second thing is, that if you're going to be stubborn, you're going to achieve the thing that you were praying on. No one that's going to stand on the tzion of Rabbeinu for hours, for days, as much as you need. You came to Uman to eat, you want to spend time in the meal with friends, chatting. No, you came for a reason. Come to Uman with a reason, with a decision. Rabbeinu, I'm not leaving Uman without that thing that I need. And pray and spend hours and hours and hours. There is no one like that that's not going to receive what that he was praying on. No one. It's not exist. Yosef, maybe you're going to tell us one day the story of your friend that helped you to do tshuva. Friend of Yosef had cancer. Yosef was coming to visit him. That friend told him, I want to learn with you Garden of Faith. That friend told, Yosef told him everything except of that. Don't mess my mind with all of your craziness. I will learn with you biology. What do you want to learn? Everything except of Garden of Faith. Except of, he didn't want it. That friend told him, look, you're talking to a person that have cancer that is asking to you to sit and learn Garden of Faith with him. You're not going to listen to that person? So he told him, alright, 5 minutes. 5 minutes every day. And when it was 4 and 59 minutes, he would tell him, this is it. First few days. After 1 month, he was a Baal Tshuva. They started to do in classes and to learn in groups, chavrutot, and were learning more and more and more. And that person, after he had the surgery, they told him, the doctors, that he doesn't have no chance to have kids. After the surgery, doctors know what they're talking about, right? No chance to have kids. He went to Uman, that friend, And he was doing long hit by the dude on the tzion that he's gonna have a boy. After 1 year, he and his wife, they have a boy. Against all chances, all odds, doctors cannot believe. Medical miracle, it calls. Nonsense. Chazaku Baruch Rabbo Yisai, holding simple faith in Hashem Yitzbarach.
Shalom. You mean a plumber?
Yes.
I'm the best plumber.
What?
I'm the best plumber in the whole world.
Really?
He wants to come to the spot.
I want him.